Chapter 4. A Clergyman and an Officer. The next morning, Mr. Bennet said, "My dear, we must have a good dinner today because a visitor is coming."
"Is it Mr. Bingley?"
Mrs. Bennet asked, excitedly. "No, it's a man I've never met. My cousin, Mr. Collins," Mr. Bennet replied. "You know that he may ask you to leave this house when I'm dead."
"I hate to hear about that,"
Mrs. Bennet cried.
"Don't talk about that horrible man. It's not right that he'll inherit your estate. We'll have nothing."
"Mother, Jane and I have explained this to you many times," Elizabeth said. "Daughters cannot inherit their father's estate."
"Why does your father's estate have to be inherited by a man?"
asked Mrs. Bennet. "It's not right, I agree," said Mr. Bennet. "But I had a very polite letter from him. He asked to come and stay, and I agreed. I'll read you his letter." Elizabeth found this part of the long letter most interesting. "I'm now a clergyman at Huntsford in Kent, because the wonderful Lady Catherine de Bourgh herself has been very kind to me. She asked the Church of England to send me here, and she has kindly given me a house. I'm writing to you because I hope that we can be friends. I worry about your daughter's futures when I inherit Longbourn, and I would like to help them. May I visit you for a week in November?" "It's good that he wants to help our girls," Mr. Bennet said.
"It is kind," Jane said.
"Do you think he's a sensible man?" Elizabeth asked. "No, I don't," Mr. Bennet replied. "I think he enjoys being Lady Catherine's servant because it makes him feel important." Their visitor arrived that afternoon. Collins was a man of 25 years, but as serious as a much older man. The ladies politely encouraged conversation, while Mr. Bennet said only a few words.
"I was told you have 5 beautiful daughters, which I see is true," Collins told Mrs. Bennet. "I'm sure they'll find husbands easily."
"They'll need to," Mrs. Bennet replied.
"You are lucky to have Lady Catherine's help," Mr. Bennet said to Collins at dinner.
"I've never met a more wonderful lady," he answered. "There's not a kinder woman in the world. Some people say she's proud, but I've never seen that."
"Does she live near you?" asked Mrs. Bennet.
"She lives in Rosings Park with her daughter, very near to my little house," he replied. "Sadly, Mr. Bourgh is often ill and will never marry."
"You're not married, Mr. Collins?" Elizabeth asked.
"Not yet, but I plan to find a wife soon," he answered, smiling at her.
The next day, Collins walked to Meryton with the Bennet sisters to visit their aunt, Mrs. Phillips. In town, Lydia and Kitty met Mr. Denny, an officer they knew. They were all introduced to the very handsome young officer with him, Mr. Wickham. As they were talking together, they heard 2 horses coming. Looking up, Elizabeth saw Bingley and Darcy riding towards them.
"We were going to Longbourn to ask about you, Jane,"
Bingley said.
I'm very well now, thank you, Jane said.
Darcy was turning his head, not wanting to look at Elizabeth, when he saw Wickham. Elizabeth was very surprised when she saw the two men's faces at that moment. Both changed colour. Wickham's face was white, Darcy's red.
What was that about? Elizabeth wondered.
After Bingley finished speaking to Jane, he and Darcy rode away. Denny and Wickham walked with the girls and Collins to their aunt's house. When they arrived, Lydia invited the two officers inside.
Yes, come in,
Mrs. Phillips said to Denny and his handsome friend Wickham. But the officers had to leave.
Don't worry,
Mrs. Phillips said to the girls. Some of the officers are coming for supper tomorrow. You must come, and we'll invite Mr. Wickham.
We would love to see you again too, Mr. Collins. Please do join us, she said.
When they were back home, Collins told Mrs. Bennet,
Your sister is a lovely woman. She's almost as polite as Lady Catherine. She has never met me before, but she invited me for supper tomorrow.
Hearing this, Mr. Bennet smiled at Elizabeth. They shared the same opinion of Collins. The next evening, the five girls and Collins went to the Phillips's house by carriage.
Mr. Wickham will arrive soon with my husband and the other officers, Mrs. Phillips said.
When Collins entered the sitting room, he looked around.
This is a lovely room. It's almost as nice as the breakfast room at Rosings, he said.
He continued to tell Mrs. Phillips about Lady Catherine's very expensive house. Elizabeth and her sisters did not have to listen to his silly conversation for long, because Mr. Phillips and the officers soon arrived. Everyone sat down to play card games. Wickham chose to sit next to Elizabeth. He did not like card games and preferred talking to her. She listened happily, hoping to hear something about him and Darcy. After a short time, he asked,
How long has Mr. Darcy been at Netherfield?
About a month, Elizabeth replied. He has a large estate in Derbyshire, I understand.
Yes, he gets £10,000 each year from it. I've known him and his family since I was a child.
Elizabeth's eyes opened wide.
You may have seen yesterday that he doesn't like me, and I don't like him either.
Do you know him well? Wickham asked.
No, but I think he's not a person who I could like, she answered. No one in Hertfordshire likes his pride.
It always gives me pain to meet him, said Wickham. He's been horribly unkind to me. We were together all the time when we were children. My father was employed by Darcy's father to look after the Pemberley estate. They were good friends. Before my father died, Darcy's father promised him that I would have enough money to live comfortably. Darcy's father loved me very much, and Darcy was jealous. So when his father died, I didn't inherit any of his money, so I had to become an officer. I wanted to become a clergyman, but I didn't have enough money for the years of studying.
Oh, that's terrible, Elizabeth said.
I've done nothing against Darcy, but he hates me, Wickham said.
He's proud. And even a friend cannot trust him, Elizabeth said.
He has pride in his family. in the family estate, and in his sister, Georgiana. He is very good to her, Wickham said.
What can you tell me about her? Elizabeth asked.
She's very proud. When she was a child, I played with her, but she is nothing to me now. She's 16 and lives in London with her teacher, he answered.
The others finished their card game, and Collins began talking about Lady Catherine again.
Does your family know Lady Catherine well? Wickham asked Elizabeth quietly.
She helped Mr. Collins get a job, but he's known her only for a short time.
Did you know that Lady Catherine is Darcy's aunt? Wickham asked.
No, I didn't, Elizabeth answered.
Her daughter will be very rich, and people say she'll marry her cousin Darcy, Wickham said.
At that moment, they were called for supper, so their conversation ended. During supper and on the way home, Elizabeth's head was full of Mr. Wickham.
He's easy to talk to. I don't think he's proud like Mr. Darcy, she thought.
The next day, Elizabeth told Jane everything she heard about Darcy.
You've heard only Wickham's side of the story. Maybe we shouldn't blame only Darcy, Jane said. How could a gentleman do that to his father's favourite? It's impossible. Bingley wouldn't be friends with a man like that.
I think Bingley, like you, believes people too easily, said Elizabeth.
Jane looked out of the window.
Oh, Mr. Bingley and his sisters are coming, she said.
After a polite conversation about the weather, Bingley spoke to Jane.
I'm giving a ball at Netherfield and would like to invite you and your sisters. Will you come?
We'd love to, Jane answered.
Elizabeth could think of nothing better than dancing with Wickham at the ball.